This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Sorry, a little bit late, but okay. So we're holding parents in the Sivat Sias, and we finished the first parak actually, and now we're holding by the second parak. Second, let me just open up the paper.
Can I ask you two questions based on the last?
Yes.
On the first parak?
Yes.
Okay, the first question is regarding in Yone, what we call Smith, intimacy, and those in Yone.
Right.
Would it be true to say that there's something about those things when, if they are done with Fiasum, it becomes an Aveira? Meshe'enke and other mitzvahs that you mentioned, Tzedakah, Tzedakah, there's a mila to do it with Smith, but it's a gewaldic mitzvah to do it with Fiasum as well. Is that a true chiluk?
Well, it certainly is halachically correct. I mean, it says you're supposed to refrain from doing things that are chiluk with your wife publicly. So one is not allowed to do those things publicly, whereas other inyanim, it's okay. The difference is because the outer levush of the inyanim that we call tznius is a very coarse levush, and therefore it has an element of proskai to it, which is bad, meaning it's chomer. Tzedakah, the outside element cheapens it a bit, by doing it right with person, but it's not, it doesn't belong to the chelik that's really ra in the bria. Okay, so up to parak beis. Masechtas Ksuvit. Sorry, yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
And now? Sorry. Hello?
Can we go by still, or do you want to ask something?
Just one more question. We spoke about the fact that bracha is really chal in the panemius of the world. Is there a mahalach that hishtadlus is really there to cover up the nace?
I'm not sure. There may be an inyan like that, but I don't know if that's the primary reason. I mean, it's true that when you have a nace, they always tell, you call them to bring a little shemen. I mean, what difference does it make a little shemen when it's producing gallons and gallons of shemen? But I think it's deeper than that. There is no mehalach of yesh me'ayin in the bria anymore. The type of Briyas come to an end. Bracha is something that is within the Briya, but not easily taken out. Let's give an example. If I take a piece of wood, then I'll be Derech HaTeva. If I divide it into four pieces, it'll always be four pieces. That's not going to change ever, and that's the seeds of Yesh Yesh. Create wood from nothing doesn't exist since gracious. But that if I stick a stick of wood in the ground and it grows four branches, that's sort of somewhere in between the two. It's not easily deherred in physical yesh and yesh terms. Yeah, obviously today we understand the process, but the whole thing, it's something that's not the mathematical rigidity of whenever you cut a stick into four, you'll get four equal pieces. That's always. Sticking a tree into the ground, sticking a branch to the ground, sometimes yes, sometimes not, sometimes more, sometimes less. So those are the mahalach from a bracha that are still shayach in the bria. I'm not sure. I mean, there are always stories about you did some pa'ula to cover the nest and so on, but I think there's I think the more basic reason for it is just because that's the material. Bracha is the only thing that exists, and bracha means that there's something there which it's not yesh na'ayin, but it's harbe mi ma'at. That's the state of bracha. Okay, can we go weiter?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. B'mesechtes k'subis, mai rechtiv yotze tzilach al adignecho, al tikra adignecho al adnecho. Shim yishma adam dove shenye hogun, yaniach etzbo ba'adna. So Chazal say that a person has he has an aver, which allows him to stop his ears. Ba'ayin adam ravalozo, it's neymar, it's right, which adam domeli sedoits. Why a person's fingers like spikes? So let us, what are you referring to? My time. Ilay mishin mechalkon. If the word is, the question is why are the fingers not together as one unit? Each one has a separate function. So each one has its own function, and therefore. By the way, just for a remark, each one of these has some sort of mitzvah associated with it, which is interesting. That's the primary reason. The fact that physically it creates a tremendous advantage is almost secondary. But I go funny, Mara says, no, so that's not the point. Alamata mishukos yisebe. Why are they pointing? Shin yishma dem dovash in your hogun, the niach et space of the asna. That in case a person hears something that's not appropriate, he can stick his fingers in his ears. Tanar Vishmo, you say, ma oizen kula kasha v'ayuraka. Why is the ear hard and the bottom part of it is the lobe soft? It's made so that a person is able to stick it into the ear. Tanar Avonim, ad yashmi adam lozma dron b'teilem, neshem nichten tchila leivar. Bir davazer. Im hoya b'riyas adam, tashe yishma davashen ha'chogun, o mikabla yisadava. If a person's b'riya was in a way where if he hears a davashen ha'chogun, he automatically accepts it. Now, a person will hear a davashin hagun. That's automatic. And you hear things enough. And if you have no way to defend yourself against it, then a person is extremely vulnerable. The fact that you have no protection against Zivor and Shein and Ruyim would make a person a chaser, he said. The Efshash Leishma Adam Gavashin Hagun. It's an impossibility that a person not hear things that are not Hagun. Parei Mekabal Dovara, the Kodesh Kabal Dovara, the Mishat place. So just like if, let's say, a person has some sort of appliance in his house, that it's filled up with soot, or it's affected by some common problem, and there's no guard against it, there's no filter. So for instance, a sink has a filter in it because you don't want anything to fall to the sink or not fall to the pipe. A person would be a big chasser if that would be how if it was built. But the shrova has to build in a sort of a protection for it. Ve'en adoyim em roi retzicho shadva shim roi en shayachta ze kabola. Avla shmiya hi kabola, ut meshe tegim unkrita kol shmiya kabola, l'kachre ze fesorim bodem. So he has the kasha, his kasha, well, what about seeing? So he has one parrot, which we'll explain in a minute, is the first parrot. The second parrot is a simpler parrot. V'gama ayin yesh lo kisu yishokal atzim eino. And the eye also has eyelids. So it's built in that a person can choose not to look at it. I want to, first of all, we would have said this answer as the primary answer. I mean, you can shut the eyelids, and the eyelids function quite well, and when somebody tries to put something in the eye, the eyelids have a tremendously quick reflex. So I don't like the kasha may curl less. The morale chooses to reverse the order of the terutzim because the terutz that he says first told me that it is not the problem that the ozen is. The ayin does not have the problem that the ozen has. The second one is, and even the problem that the ayin does have, it has a remedy. But that's an amazing, I just want to first point it out. the norm, we would have said the first thing is you do have a protection. And we just said, no, we said another test, whatever the top Pharisee says. The morale says, no, the first Pharisee is a more fundamental Pharisee. It has a logical priority because I want to explain to you it's not a problem in the sense that the air is a problem. So let's talk about this point that he's making here. Because this is a point he's making, and it's not an obvious point. It's something that's a bit counterintuitive. Everybody knows that we tend to be affected by sight much more strongly than by hearing. For instance, there's a reason why people enjoy an off-color joke, but given the chance to look at an off-color show or a movie or whatever it is, or other trash, that people will do that. That certainly takes precedence over listening. And people react more strongly to something that's visual in the form of Midas Harayas than something that's said. So what's the point that he's making here? That it's not so shy of here is the Kabbalah of the Ra, and over there it's not the Kabbalah of the Ra, Shmi is the Kabbalah, we're speaking only with a call Shmi a Kabbalah and so on. So I want to explain the point, because the point that will come up every so often in the morale, and it's a point that if you think about it, has a big makom and it explains a lot of things. If a person, if you take a look, for instance, at pictures in a newspaper, and if it's kind of a schlocky newspaper like this, from newspaper somewhere that you get, every so often they put a caption in, you find it very annoying. You see a picture, there are people milling around, there's something going on there, but I don't know what it is. I have no idea. The information that I have from a picture is kind of a metzius without any hakadara sichlis in any way whatsoever. So I have certain visual data, but nothing else. When I hear something, for instance, let's say a person sees a picture of something, it's inappropriate. So there's physical data, and the person has sight. But if I say something along the lines of so-and-so having a great time, versus so-and-so doing something terrible, so-and-so are committing adultery or so-and-so madly in love. I'm being credited its value, its meaning in a certain way that is not nikla. For something to be nikla in my nefesh, it has to be labeled. It has to have a hagdara, it has to have a value assigned to it, and so on. Vision in itself doesn't do that. You know, there are always nuanced clues, but the seeing itself doesn't do that, and the male, there's not a real klita to it. Whereas if I hear something, hearing always includes some evaluation. Even if you don't say any words, there's the tam advarim, how you say it, what you say, and so on. That's one of the reasons why Lashon Hara is so terrible. Let's give a case. I just want to demonstrate, you know, everyone says about Lashon Hara, if it's true, like, why can't you say it? There's the Beit Yisrael, the Gerev of the Beit Yisrael, was known for being extremely sharp, funny, and really left out of chassidim. And he once called the chassid, not once, he called many times chassid, behemah. They're a behemah. So one chassid, I guess it wasn't such a chassid, reacted and said, I mean, how can you ever say something like that? The Rebbe said, you can act like that and I can't describe it? That was the conversation. But we had that same feeling about Lashon Hara. This guy stole, and I can't even say anything about that. Like, where's the yashas? He's, you know, forget about the Tohelos factor, but just in depth. So let's take a look. We see, we're both standing in a corner, and we see somebody go over to push the box and take out money. From a closed push the box, crack it open, take out money. That's data. Our mind creates a caption. One can create the caption, what a ganet. Two, what a terrible ganet to rob money from a sucker back. Three, what a desperate person that he needs to rob sucker back to. Four, the person must have a severe addiction or some other real issue that he drives him to do something which is obviously going to land him in jail and in trouble. Four captions that fit the same picture, and it's four different pictures depending on what you what you saw. And so when I saw the person taking the money from the sucker, that in itself is not Nikla. It's when my mind tags it and gives it a certain description that it actually Nikla to the person. So now this data has become meaningful data. It's become something that has it has a meaning, and it's stored as meaning. But we have very, very hard time storing just pictures. When you have some caption, you remember the scene where he fell so terribly and was humiliated, or do you remember that scene and the elation in his face when he got the prize? That helps us, the tag helps us conjure up the image. So a person's Kaya Hashemiya is much, much worse off than his Ria. But give another Moshe. A lot of the Inyanim Namuna, everybody sees that there's difficult things happening in the world. Everyone sees there's a lot of suffering and a lot of things that are not hand in hand with Chayanonish. You can label it. You can say, aha, Kapashol, less than the Dayan. And it's not as if the person is Megal America. All he's doing is sort of giving words and describing it. Or a person can say, what a difficult world it is, where Kapashol was so much upon him, and it leaves us in the darkness, and we have to hold on to their life. Same picture, two very different captions. And that's why it makes this an idea. It's somebody who does a tremendous injury because the words are that the macabre, and that becomes that becomes really what you have. And he says, you see that the word Shmia is Kabbalah. Every time the word Shmia is said, that Unkel is the time Kabbalah, the word the Yishma usually means accepted, and in the sense that he received something from someone else rather than the act of caring itself. I want to add one more just point of information. People make a mistake about this a lot of times. The when we speak about seeing and hearing in this context, we're speaking about a principle. So, for instance, seeing means raw information. So when I see something happening, when I hear a truck coming down the road, that's also re-e in that sense. When I hear somebody crying, when I whatever it is. On the other hand, if I read a book, that's really shmir, because what it means is another person has processed and turned data into, I don't know what word to use, not information, that's quite the right word for it, but it's taking data and processed it into something that I could be makabel. And that's why Vayishama, Vayishma, Vayishama are in the name of being, the word Vayishama Ta'am means to impose a discipline. Shaul says, Vayisham Etam means he forced them to obey. So the word Shmir is obeying, because what you're doing is you're relying on somebody else's interpretation. So he says, therefore, if a person, so that's the main reason why Shmir is vital, that a person has to shut it out, whereas Re'ia is preferable, but not so. And secondly, says that I actually have a lid to close with. Now he says, She'odam royalius nifa b'shleimus of lif yisarim, v'dovetan nefshach yisarim. This would have been a terrible yisarim. She'moyishul nivra adam chasa eva sh'nefshach yisarim. If a person is being missing something, so just like if you have a sink that doesn't have the filter in it, it's chasa because it's allowing it to get clogged. Kachoy nefshach yisarim godl v'adam nivra adam ad kitzach v'kabul masenu el kabul. A person is not chaser, he has the tools to do it with. Person was given an anatomical feature to be able to take care of the problem. So those are two things we say. Then the Ma'al says, "La'yishalcha ulama lishnei tvar kein zekasha shein loyer sheyosim etzvo l'tocha ozen ki yad la'oizim echareshes." It says that it's not good. The Gemara says putting your hand in your ear is not good for your ear. So just sticking your hand and putting it work. But what should I mean? It's a problem. It's a problem. L'figach yesh la'hosim al yedafeicha v'afakas mula etzva. Without a question, it's fine. We understand the eye has a kisui, we understand the eye needs a kisui, and we understand the kashpar who paid a whole apparatus. So why didn't he have that automatic shuttle like we have on the eye? So he says, King over the Dovazer Omri Umusabit here. So this is a very deep in it. Vizer, She Odam Ashucherish in Odam. Cherish Shaita Vekotin Nashab Odam Dozebar and Lamilo. Odam Nashak Makli. Bakli Shaimla Beit Sibla Nashak Kli Klau. Rakuk Magulim Kli Ace. Well, the Pika Cherish and Shmevin Makam Lavorim, Ainla Beit Sibu, Nashak Gulim Kli Ace. An Adam Mitzvah is to be Mekabel and to be Kholit, whatever it is in the Bria. That's Adam's Mitzvah. It is his Mitzvah for Moshel. It says that he named everything in the Bria. In other words, his Kreyach HaDibur is to be Kholit, whatever is in the Bria, to hear the Devar Hashem in the Bria, and to be Kholit it, and to label it, and so on and so forth. Just like a kli kibul, a kli needs to have a kli kibul in order to be called a kli. Depending which type of kli, in Masech it's different, but other things need to have a kli kibul. Adam to be what he is, he needs to be a makabel. That is etzem tzura. You can't have an Adam created where the etzem it's closed. So the eyes, I mean, tzadet and tzuras adam, and eye is a maila. But it's not the atzmus of the adam. So if a person can be walking with his eyes closed, so to speak, that can be his natural tzura, then open them when he needs to. Shmir is the other way around, he says. Shmir is the etzem, something which is the etzem itself to the person. That needs to be in the person's innate status, and the tikkun, or the problem of what to do when you're exposed, is to put your fingers in the air. But it has to be an outside thing moved into place, rather than the Aver itself should have a status of not open. And that's why he's called Chereshay to the Kotten. Adam that doesn't have, that's not connected to the world of Diburim, is not another. That's the point that he's making. The very, very long chapter.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Why are we making the dagesh over here on the oven and not on the pear? How is this? Why isn't this pear a divo?
The koyach, there's two kochos. One is for me to proclaim and to label and so on. The other one is that I should be koyach those things. The fact that Adam is receives, a person is affected by the bria. When a person walks out and says, Morabu Masav Hashem, it's his klita of Maite Hashem that has that has stamped upon him. If a person just sees a lot of trees, but hasn't formed, he needs to form the marabu, and he needs to be koilis the marabu. The end impression on the person from the mashpiyim in this world is the kaya hashmiya.
Just one more question. The connection to Tznius of all of this is what? That creates Pnimius, the Shmia?
He's just explaining.
He doesn't mention Tznius once in this whole.
He's not. That's usually his derek is to take all the Chazal and to learn them up. The Chazal from the Indian. And you see that a person you see how sensitive a person is to these inyanim that he needed to put in this guard. So that's the chesed to that. His point is loosely connected to Tznius. It's a point in its own right. I wanted to add another possible parrot to this kasha. Since the kalita of the eye is really, in a certain sense, mechanical. This and this are the points, the data. It's not yet become information, really. So that is an automatic process, kind of, and the eye closing is automatic. Shemiah is sort of an act where Kreach of Chira is being put into place. It's something which I am using my Surah Adam to describe something, to hear something. If somebody has described something, I'm listening to it. It sort of requires a conscious act to shut it out. I am choosing not to listen to this person because I think this person is taking down a bad road and a wrong road and so on. It's almost as if against the correct Hashpah, I need to use a Bechira Dafka. I need to do a Meister. I need to recognize that this is not good for me and walk away from it. I mean, even though for seeing something that a person shouldn't be, a person ultimately is plenty of clearer to do that. But here's something, I guess, more the opposite of the mice way he's describing. So a person needs to be a kli kibul. V'chein roi la adam l'misha yeida v'yofi din ya adam. U'masha'al masha yashmiya lozim dvarim v'teilim sha'oizu nechta kli levarim v'spayal v'teizu v'tiva shikim. So over there he speaks about the mile of shikim, why oizin is unique and so on. The etzim inyan of the profound effect that Ozen has over the year. It's discussed in quite a few places. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah, very famous. The Rebbe used to quote it. There is a Rabbeinu Yonah. I believe there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya also. I'm pretty sure it speaks about it. point that comes out is, instinctively we feel that sight is our most important avert, and yet we find that Chersh has the status of being a shaita, of not a badat. We find that says Chersh are not mekulay, that if the person who comes to Chersh, you have to pay him his entire value. There is a very famous Rabbi Yena that he says that a person who is a shomea tochacha becomes a changed person because of it. It's a koach dafni for a hashmiya. Quite a few nekudas that koach shmiya has a mila over here. So this could count into this plus. But the reason is because Re'iyah is absolutely imperative for getting a sense of the chitzenius hadavar. So if you walk the street and see where you're going, Re'iyah is obviously a much more significant koach than shmiya. But to be able to deher the world, in other words, what do I see? What does it mean? What's the significance of it? What's its content? Shmiya is the most significant of it. So in terms of the tochen and the pnimius of it, this is by far more important koach. So there's some sort of a cue of Tzuras Adam that we don't have the koach hashmiya in place. That's the point he's making. And therefore, if a person has some concern with it, and so on, he's going to affect him terribly. I'd like to get another point in terms of the difference between shmiya re'iyah. I want to go back to the original point, because things that are counterintuitive, we just need to really sort of think about them and understand the difference. Let's say a person sees that something that's inappropriate. You look at something that's not appropriate. And so the person might be aroused by it. That's a kedusha and so on and so forth. Okay. Let's say a person hears a crude joke from somebody else. There's a message here. The message is, it's an appropriate thing to talk about. It is appropriate conversation. It's something to have a nice laugh at. There is almost no way to give over a thing like that without there being a tacit approval in your words about it. There's a famous Bachchan, Yankel Miller, very, very famous traditional Bachchan, really, really wonderful, really good. And one of his routines goes something along the lines of that he finds other bakhanim, many of the topics be very distasteful. For instance, Muslimah jokes. He knows many bakhanim have a great time with it, and he finds that to be terrible, outrageous, etc. For instance, he picks the name sort of out of the hat, so and so. He said the following joke about a Muslimah. And he said the following joke about a Muslimah. And terrible. And he said the following joke, that's like his shtick, that's a routine kind of, it hasn't been a good thing. But like upon him, when you're saying that somebody else said it, basically, you're letting on, the approval lies in the very, very conversation of it. You find, someone told me, someone married into a family of very special people, very aristocratic people, that don't talk about other people, certainly not Lashon Hara, and it's not accepted conversation at the table. And this person told me, they married this family, and for the first few weeks, they felt, he felt kind of crude. His language wasn't that dagger, and there would be a stony silence, kind of, and there was no approval whatsoever, and it took him in a short time, he was kind of he felt very, very uncomfortable talking about people. But for fun, that's the mind of it. Any questions? Okay. Yeah, sorry.
That's a question. Yeah, how come Chazal only point out Re'ia, the Chasaron of Re'ia, being considered like a mace, whereas none of the other Quakers, and now, I see, you know, specifically they don't point out Shmir?
Well, it's interesting. The difference is between a mace to Chamuzan of Adat. A mace refers to the Chitzenius of the person, and a lack of, and someone who's got a badass, a shaker, refers to him. It's a living body, but there's something lacking profoundly in the spectrum of the person. So, in terms of being able to care for yourself physically, Re'i is definitely a much more significant koach. In terms of their functioning as human beings, that this is a much better, a more important koach. In the terms of Teichon Shabbat. Okay, good Shabbat. I'm sorry for it's been kind of choppy, and I hope the Mishnah will get back to norm. So, Baruch Hashem, next week, Thursday, should be right for us, Baruch Hashem. Okay,
Shabbat, thank you.
Shabbat, bye.